February 24, without offense, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God, Philippians 1:10-11. The Lord presents before His finite creatures no impossibilities. The power of a higher, purer, nobler life is our great need. God's people are to be filled with holy joy that its radiance may shine forth from them, brightening the pathway of others. What power, what peace, what joy the soul may have that is united with Christ. The divine splendor is revealed to those who commune with Him who is the source of power. We know little of the peace and happiness and joy of heaven. We need more efficiency. We need to receive from Christ the water of life, that it may be in us a well of water, refreshing all who come within the sphere of our influence. At our baptism, we pledged ourselves to break all connection with Satan and his agencies, and to put heart and mind and soul into the work of extending the kingdom of God. All heaven is working for this object. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are pledged to cooperate with sanctified human instrumentalities. If we are true to our vow, there is open to us a door of communication with heaven, a door that no human hand or satanic agency can close. Moral and spiritual perfection through the grace and power of Christ is promised to all who believe. At every step, we are to ask for the help of Christ. He is the model we are to follow in character building. He calls for deeds, not words, saying, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5:16. Christ is the source of life, the fountain of life. It is His purpose that human beings, purified and sanctified, shall be His helping hand. He leads us to the throne of God and gives us a prayer to offer to Him. When we live this prayer, we are brought into close contact with Christ. At every step, we touch His living power. In our behalf, He sets in operation the all-powerful agencies of heaven.